and it was big podcasts like Brit Baby offered me to come to No Jumper.
Yeah.
But whole time, I'm glad I didn't do none of this, because who's to say I wouldn't be inside his RICO case? Let him know you can't put no pressure on no state for some outside drama, because both of y'all boys don't live here. So right. If y'all spill all this blood here, our market, our people, our music scene, our police departments, our housing authorities, we got to get this stuff right. We got to live amongst y'all war. North Carolina is so much of a consumer state with the wrong energy that they want to be a Memphis. They want to be a Chicago. Mm. They want to be one of these places where it really go down. And it's like, no, you don't. Because right. Once you see the few rappers that's gonna blow out here in the midst of that ain't gonna equal up to all the drama your grandma got to live with, your uncles, your aunts got to live with, your little cousin. It ain't worth it.
Nah, that's not the end goal, to be street. Who want to be retired in the streets? Okay, I'm 75 now. I'm dead and I died a gangster. You think that's something to be proud of?
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the Highest Point Podcast. This is a show for everyone who's willing to put in the labor to be greater, to reach the highest point. Yeah. Now, talk about a man who put in the work. We got none other than Big Carolina 252, man. You seen him putting on for the state. And now he done branched his audience fucking countrywide. So, you know, I'm so glad to have you on the show, fam. Yeah,
appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a return guest, so we getting straight to the shits today, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but how you been, man? Let's talk about that first. Man,
good, you know, just handling life. Just hit 30, man. Just turned 30. So, you know, that's it's new. It's it got its days, you know what I'm saying? We feel like I don't try to let the pressure of reality tell me what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
But then I still got to look at how blessed I am to it. It's like, bro, you really in the groove where you're supposed to be at. Like, nigga, don't overthink nothing. Just
right.
Do what you do. So just adjusting with that and really just learning this life thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Just
100%.
More about myself, trying to find out who I am. You know?
Yeah, and that's the thing, man. When you hit that 30 threshold, man, that's like that sweet spot, to keep it real. Like, when you're in your 20s, you're still trying to figure it out. When you cross 30, it's like, yo, this is the next phase. It's like, these years are going to determine the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying? So, thinking about that, what is your goal to go through this next decade starting at 30?
The first thing that I realized is, like, on a business note, that it's time for me now to find a business where I could just run it instead of having to be the face card and like physically there. Like, I'm glad that I did what I did for so long over the time period, because it built the landscape to, like you said, now what you're saying, it's like, damn, he kind of right. Like, he is right, where with me being 30, I'm glad I used my teenage and my 20s to really lay this blueprint out.
Right.
So now I could think in the business mindset. So now I just been the path of trying to learn, what can I do on a business mindset? I know I want to rock with the cars, because I know some little something about cars. So it got to be the same way how I apply my internet stuff and make money. It's like, all right, it got to be something that you actually like, or something that you got some time invested, or it's going to be a job. Point
blank. Right, 100%.
So I was thinking about doing the cars, because I still could tie it into my role with the promotion.
Yeah.
Then on the flip side, it's kind of like, I was thinking I want to dip it to more like the Forex and like the trading type stuff. So yeah, I'm really just trying to figure out who am I outside of being this artist. Like, I've been doing this since I was like 14.
Wow.
Like, so I like literally more than half my life. So now it's like, okay, bro, you grown now.
Right.
Like, and then the fact like trying, like not having no kids and being single and like flourishing to a somewhat, it's like, bro, you got a open canvas to figure out who you want to be now. So
100%.
It really is trying to find out who I am as a man and how I want to project this next, you know what I'm saying, structure of my life. Because like you said, I feel like the 30s on beyond is like shit's supposed to matter for real. So
yeah, for sure. It's going to be a lot of fun, but like this is one like, yo, this is going to be a big impact. Like, I ain't doing shit just for fun all the time no more. You know what I'm saying? I want to enjoy my life, but like, yo, it need to have some meaning behind it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. But you know, we talk about your next steps, but let's talk about the shit leading up to this. Let's get straight into some of the shit. Because I've been seeing you online kind of going crazy, and I wanted to get some insights on what the hell been going on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what the hell are y'all saying?
Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing academics reacting to some shit going on with you, Brick Baby. And can you give us a little bit of insight what happened there?
Yeah. First, goddamn, I'm going to say, you know what I'm saying, everybody in that penitentiary situation, man, I tell you, hold your head up. Prayers out to you. Prayers out to the ones impacted. Shout out to Academics. Shout out to Young and A. Shout out to Brit Baby. You know what I'm saying? For all new count, they gave me this opportunity. Right. So what happened was in the midst of the Julio Fulio and Young and A's situation, in the midst of they vibe and they whatever you want to call it, they war. After Julio Fulio passed away, Brit Baby said something online kind of to the, I don't know exactly, I don't want to repeat exactly, but kind of to the lines of like, well, for what I've been hearing, what I've seen online, Julio Fulio boys been handling their business back on Young and Ace boys. So for what has been said somewhere, I don't know because I don't live there, but they say like, it ain't true. So Young and Ace homeboys and Young and Ace had something to say about it. Like, man, that ain't even the case. So the online back and forth started then. So a response came in. Brit Baby was like kind of saying like, yo,
come on, bro, stop playing before I have your OGs come whack one of you. Cause stop playing, bro. Dead homies of you, they can't come down here no more. You need to come down here for BET, Grammys, anything until you clear that shit up on the internet and we spanking you, scud.
And I can make sure you can't come here, there, North Carolina, here, there. So once he said North Carolina, I spoke up.
Right.
Young and Ace just so happened to be coming to North Carolina the exact same time period he said this. Like, when he said this, bro was probably, like, already in the state. Like, I think it's video proof. He was here already. Like, he was already here cool and kicking it.
Yeah.
So, I'm kind of saying, like, Britt, I'm like, yo, I'm Big Carolina. So, bro, y'all got some negative tension going. Don't bring that down here. And what people don't know is, shout out to my boy DJ Hussein, because he can vouch for this. He had me lined up to go to the show with Young and Ace in Fayetteville the night that him and Brit Baby got into it. So once that spilled out and I'm seeing people from the city say certain stuff, I'm seeing people in North Carolina say certain stuff to Brit Baby and Young, it's like, and they little stories, comment stuff, it's like, bro, as a businessman, it ain't even safe for me to come out here. And like you said, it was like, yo, I'm at a point now where the guy makes some sense. I won't like being paid for. I'm just pulling up to get the content. But I will always turn down free content for my safety. I don't give a fuck who it is. Like,
100%.
So in the midst of that, I'm like, see, the bullshit already spreading through the state. So that's why I spoke up on it. Like, so in the midst of that, Brit Baby catch wind. My fans, they tagging, hitting up. The video going viral. Like, it's going crazy. So he hit me up. He like, yo, we chop it up. Get on the phone. He basically tell me like, yo, and I ain't never, I kind of told this side of, but I ain't never really tell this side of it before. Like, he basically like, yo, I get where you coming from. I respect it. And you ain't try to come on no tough guy stuff. Like, you were just speaking up for the whole. And I could have came correct. I could have said something. Like, I could have spoke like specifically who I was talking to, but I was talking to a specific group of people to where I didn't have to say all of that because they knew who they was talking to.
Right, right.
So when I said that, like, yeah, I might have said the state, but the people there knew what was going on that I need to talk to. You know what I'm saying? So from there, I'm like, ah, you know. Then I said something on a post where I'm like, y'all got the biggest podcast in the world. I don't see y'all, like, you doing this. Like, if you saying that, say some North Carolina artists. Like, you don't know no North Carolina artists. So he corrected me on that too. So he named Clap Curry from Greenville, North Carolina. He was like, bro, I rock with him. I rock with his music. And me being me, I hung up and called Clap. Like, man, fuck it. Let me see what he's talking about. Clap like, yeah, Brick, fuck up with Brick. Like, yeah, like, yeah, he do the music shit. Like, yeah, he been trying to like woo. Like, Name Superstar O. He named a guy named, I'm a Superstar J, my bad. Superstar Tay, my bad, bro. He done got my DM, said, nigga, it's Tay, it ain't J. Superstar Tay, he shouted him out. He shot a guy named Homie O. So all these guys are like 252 guys. To
you
where,
say he shouted them out, like on the show or just talking
like
to
on
you?
The phone. Like he let me know, like, these some North Carolina artists I know. So he like, I do know North Carolina artists. So from there, we chopped it up. And I get online, in the same way how I came vocal coming at him, I came vocal with my response and my apology. So I was like, you know, I chopped it up with Brick. we got it all settled. Like, we just trying to make sure it stay peace around here in the state. Like,
yep.
Get that shit died down. Now, it was a cool amount of people. Like, yeah, they fuck with it, but it was a nice amount. Like, oh, that's some hoe shit. That ain't no street shit. You know, a lot of people don't say it under your post, but they'll share it to their story. And you know what I'm saying? So I might got 40 comments saying like that's the right thing, but I probably got like 90 people in my DM sending me the screenshots of niggas talking crazy. And you know, niggas always gonna see the downfall or something.
Yeah, for sure.
Like when it's time to spread some bad news. But it's let me know, like, nah, that's what, like, and I'm seeing stuff myself. I'm seeing people, it's like, ah, shit, I finally been waiting to catch Big Carolina of the week. This is my mm-hmm. time. And then I'm seeing all of this transpire out. So in the midst of that, Young and Ace come perform. That's when he show and prove, like, damn, nigga said I can't come here. What? So after the first time he said that, Young and Ace was already here. So when it was time for him to do his response, all right, I got another show in North Carolina. Since nigga saying I can't be here, watch I go do my show.
Mm-hmm.
Did it. Show went crazy. He said that, like, nigga said I can't come to North Carolina. Niggas got me fucked up type shit. So then Britt Baby get online with his response, and he like, yo, which he didn't. He didn't technically lie, just how he worded shit. It's how he worded it. Where he like, yo, and this we said on the phone, like I said, like everything he said, we like, bro, I never said like I was trying to do nothing to Young and Ace. Like, it was never no problem. You know what I'm saying? I got people out there in North Carolina too, and they knowing what's going on. They already knowing what's going on. So like, and I don't want to, like, say the politics, but he like, I got people out there in North Carolina, too. They know it's going. They seen you. They did all this or that, but that wasn't my intention. I ain't want no beef, but I had people out here. You can ask Big Carolina.
We let you get up out of there, gang. On the dead homies, nigga. On the ask Big Carolina. I told the nigga don't say nothing. Dead homies. I told the nigga, we ain't killing nothing.
Right. So once you say ask Big Carolina, after you done said that, they think like, oh, Big Carolina is his people out there.
Right.
I already just a day prior squashed the situation like we cool. So now it's like, oh, that's his people. So now the epitome of that on the internet shit is already one, Big Carolina ain't riding with North Carolina. Like, he ain't do no ignorant stuff mm-hmm. and have us out here going crazy, crashing out. For two, he's siding with Brick Baby. So now it's this whole spill going on to where I got to be like, Brick, like, I get what you did, but how you said it right. ain't make it right on my end, because that's not really how it is. Like, it ain't like how you worded it. The blogs overnight started posting stuff like, Brick Baby's North Carolina shooter, Brick Baby's whatever game.
Yeah, got you in the middle of it. Like, yeah. You, like, one of his hitters or know some people that yeah. he can get a green
just
light
off
to.
The fact of the wordplay, how he said a little post. So from there, I took my post. I took him in the video and I put my post explaining, like, this what he talking about. Like,
got it.
He let me know, like, yeah, he got people down here, but he definitely let me know, like, bro, I ain't even trying to do that. He even said, like, bro, that nigga hard as fuck. And that nigga really don't play. Like,
right.
Them young niggas don't play. Like, he blatant, like, bro, them boys ain't.
Yeah.
Like, he said, like, I ain't saying I'm a back down, but I know them some boys is like, they what they gonna play with. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If they putting their time there, that's what they gonna do. So he was really bigging them up, but he also was saying, like, bro, it's just, even if I was wrong, like, the same way how I'm correcting stuff with you, mm-hmm. I can correct it with them, but it's just content. Like, he like, bro, like, I'm getting paid off of it, whatever. So that was his spill on it. Like, it's just content, whatever. They get mad and whatever. If I'm wrong and they show me I'm wrong, whatever, I correct myself. But okay. Whatever. But in the midst of that, the internet spewing, my DMs, all that going crazy. So I get Brit Baby and Young and Ace Homeboy on a live together.
Okay.
So at first they going there, they going each other nets and stuff. So now it's time. It's my time to intervene. Mm-hmm. So when Young and Ace Homeboy, and then GMK, he jump on live. He like, yo, what you on? Like, you over there rocking with Brit Baby? I'm like, nah, bro. It ain't the point of rocking with him. It's like, I'm letting him know you can't put no pressure on no state for some outside drama, because both of y'all boys don't live here. So right. If y'all spill all this blood here, our market, our people, our music scene, our police departments, our housing authorities, we got to get this stuff right. We got to live amongst y'all war.
Right.
So it's like, I'm a nigga literally get money in the midst of this. So it's like, I ain't even trying to be called in the midst. And it's to the point, what if I called somebody out there to the event and they get hit or...
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just a lot of stuff where I'm like, bro, I feel like if it's possible to be spared because of internet beef, let's do that. So they chopped it up and they pretty much just squashed it on. They like, look, it's all good. Bam, bam. I even got them to name their favorite North Carolina artist. Like, okay. So, like I said, Brick Baby said his, GMK, he said, Get Rich Zay, a few okay. other people. But basically, I just tried to make it come to an even accord on yeah. the live. But even then, like, of course, I know how to push the envelope for what I need to do, but North Carolina was still kind of like, there's some corny shit. There's some lame shit. Like, niggas pushing peace to where one of the academics people, shout out my boy Wale intern, he hit me up and he was like riding for me harder than I was going to ride. Like, he trying to go on some fighting. And I'm like, bro, hell no. Nigga, you right. fighting by yourself. Nigga, like, I ain't going to lie. If I'm not fighting this battle,
why you?
I'm one of them niggas. I'm definitely one of niggas ain't like, oh, let me send a crash out. No, nigga, if I ain't saying shit, you right. don't need to be saying shit. Leave it alone.
Right.
Like, these are two niggas that got a big affiliation and some internet followers. Like, nah, right. I'm a foster child. I be by myself. I ain't got...
Yeah, I mean, then if nobody family got harmed, you know what I'm saying? Nobody took nobody wives or nothing like that. How is pushing peace lame in the first place? Like, how is that narrative even happening in North Carolina? Man, and a lot of other places, too.
Because North Carolina is so much of a consumer state with the wrong energy that they want to be a Memphis, they want to be a Florida, they want to be a Texas, they want to be a Chicago, they want to be one of these places where it really go down. And it's like, no, you don't. Because right. once you see the few rappers that's going to blow out here in the midst of that ain't going to equal up to all the drama your grandma got to live with, your uncles, your aunts got to live with, your little cousin that got to go back and forth to these schools, and just because he got dread, some other nigga influenced by these guys trying to rock with him, it ain't worth it. If niggas want to be followers, it's like, cool. I like it because with me being like the Nick Cannon type of guy,
mm-hmm.
I eat everything up. I get the whole state. Like, right. I literally get the whole state to myself. So I love that it's so many tough guys because, like, let me come in and let me put my smile on and...
Right.
Highest Point Podcast. You know what I'm saying? I'm here. Just to wrap the story up. Mm-hmm. Academics people reached out for me. We did an interview on Twitch or Discord. Academics seen it. He commented on it. He reposted on one of his blogs and stuff. So once he got his side of the story, some of the few other bloggers, they start like spreading the word. But shout out my boy Cliff World. Because he corrected it for me. He put one of the craziest stories out. He said, like, Brick Baby, North Carolina, Crip Muscle, something like that. Like, he put the crazy story out. But then when I hit him up, and I got my fans to kind of, like, hit him up, he was like, all right, I see what you're saying. Like, he heard my side of the story. So right. he put another spin on, like, all right, let me add another video where I tell him his side. So shout out my boy Cliff World TV. But, a few of the bloggers, they came together, including academics, and they let me get my side of the story, y'all. Even if it was just him playing on his platform and saying a few words, it was enough that I got to clear the airway so I can move around North Carolina. Like, I'm going to do it anyway,
right?
But at least I can move with knowing, like, I done cleaned my face card up for the most part.
Right, like, let niggas know your true intentions. Like, if you want to involve, you want to involve in none of the drama. Like, you're out here trying to conduct business. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and thinking about the big picture. If anything, people need to tune in and listen to this message. So like, yo, how you going to get to the money if you chasing niggas? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to chase the money, fam.
Literally. There's no other way. There's no other way around it. And you got to make sure in the midst, before you even chase the money, you got to know what direction am I headed on this chase.
Right.
Like, I need to know. So the fact of I'm trying to open the market up for more artists and more people.
Right.
Then I need to make sure with my face card, I got more artists here feeling like it's safe and all that. And Younger Ace, like, they wasn't even coming for me.
Right.
Like, they already had their own situation. But if I could tie myself to the situation, like, just make it more of a fluff for when they hear, like, a safety net for they hear with anything. It could be, man, our rental just got a flat. You know, call Big Carolina. He know what to do.
Right.
Now, we want a nice hotel right fast. Call Big Carolina. We want to hook up with some studios. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, studios all around here.
You know, God.
You got podcasts. You got rap studios. We got everything in this mug.
Like the snap of fingers. You know how it works. So
yeah.
It was more on a court like that, but if y'all want me to go inside here, like, we done tried all of that. We done had the quote-unquote people that done bullied in North Carolina and whatever, and it don't work.
Right.
Because when they did it, and that's what y'all wanted, y'all looked down on them too.
Exactly.
Y'all threw them out the way too. Like, ah, we don't want that no more. Everybody that came in the way that y'all want them to do, they get looked past. So it's like, I'm not even about to listen to y'all. Like,
right. There's no need. Because those same people that are putting in stories like, okay, this is a cornball. He's pushing peace. If you became a crash out dummy, did something crazy, they're going to be the same one calling you dumb for doing it. You know what I'm saying? That's literally how it's going to go. That's why we can't pay no attention to no foolishness like that, because niggas that's behind the scenes, they just watchers. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man, I'm going to say something honest. I know that because the fact I done did that before.
That's
hilarious. I done did it. This the reason I felt like, On some funny shit I said, but on some, like, J. Cole, like, the Jesus Christ in North Carolina, I feel like the JC shit makes sense, because when he was going at it with them boys, he popped out, man, fuck y'all, nigga. And he like, you know what, all right. Like, they never said Jesus was perfect.
Right.
So he came in, he like, all right, you know what, I'm going to get up out of it. This ain't even me. Let me stay out the way.
Right.
And I'm like, what the fuck, nigga? Like, you supposed to put North Carolina on the map. What the fuck? This nigga, man, let me do it. Let me get in the studio.
Right.
Then, when I see how everything transpire, I'm like, okay. Because then, before his situation even ended, while I'm looking at him like, you need to fix that. Now, I got my brick baby situation going on where I'm doing the literal same thing.
Right.
There's two niggas that got problems, and I'm basically caught up in the midst of, and it's like, I'm trying to solidify this shit, and the difference between them is, none of, like, I ain't rich. Them boys got bread.
Right.
But we are touchable guys. Like, we're very tangible. Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Drake, man.
No. Kendrick Lamar just did his show in Toronto. He had a 25 police car escort.
Like, come on.
You know what
man.
I'm saying? To That's get in and I, out. And he didn't even sleep in Toronto. He flew to New York and flew right back to his next show. We can't do that.
You just seen me pull up in a fishbowl Nissan. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's over with. So me knowing that, like, that's why I really be on the note where it's like, nah, I'm going to put my face card online to make sure shit is done, like, the right way, like, the longevity. But
yeah.
Yeah, academics definitely looked out for me in that note, though. He helped me correct myself. He helped me, like, learn. And then it showed me in the meantime, like, every battle ain't worth standing up for.
100%.
Like, every battle ain't worth it. So it wasn't even, you know.
Yeah.
Shout out to academics. Shout out to the chat. Nothing bigger than the chat.
Yeah, for sure, man. We definitely rock with academics. I actually tune into a lot of stuff he do. It helps me. Like, I'm like, I be watching what he doing, kind of incorporating certain things, learning from it. And also, I'm like, okay, I ain't doing that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like.
Man, look. Wale, my boy. But when I say he died head first in some smoke.
Yeah, he will.
He died head first. Like, my bad. Not the Wale the intern. My bad. For y'all don't know. Not the Wale the rapper. Wale intern. One of my academics boys. Like, he died head first into some North Carolina smoke with that DJ Academics energy. Why I had to be like, hey, bro. Academics stay in the house. He don't pop that and be outside, bro. Like, look, stay out the midst, bro.
100%.
Like, and he my boy, but he definitely, like, had my back. But some of that stuff.
And you had his back by telling him that.
Yeah, definitely. Like, because I wouldn't do that. But
The
way how I see, like, academics move, it's a whole community. Like, it's an energy. Like, we all move like this.
Right,
like,
right. 100%. Now, even talking about those internet beefs, I saw you and JT was going at it for a little bit, too. But I also saw you come out and kind of say the situation was handled. Like, how did that start up and how did y'all get to a resolve?
Kind of.
Well, and I'm just for y'all know, JT from City Girls.
First, shout out to JT, shout out to Uzi, shout out to Generation Now, shout out to QC, the label, shout out the whole nine. Basically, JT came to North Carolina and on her behalf, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even trying to sell it, like, to make my whatever. On her behalf, she won't having a good time, like in general. Like, she just wanted in a good mood, wanted a good headspace. But she came and she did like very bad job at her shows. And then one of the instances of one of my homeboys, Topic, shout out Topic, Topic 94, she like kind of low key mushed his camera down like on some in the show, and she won't try and let nobody like, you know, video. She was really like pressing it. She was barely recording. Like, as an artist, I get it. Like, some days this it's not worth it. But when that bag drop, you know how this go. You know what I'm saying? It's back to business. You know, right. But at the same time, I understand to a certain extent the female aspect, but you still got to come correct. Like, so in the midst of the fans kind of just going on Twitter and social media saying how they felt about the show, she kind of get the North Carolina can't dress y'all tacky or something along the lines of that club tacky, y'all can't dress, blah, blah, blah. So it was on, like, she didn't say we can't dress. She said something like, sarcastic, y'all some fashion diva, like try to be sarcastic, but like really clowning.
Right.
And then what made me mad was I seen North Carolina people like, yeah, she is telling the truth. Like, yeah.
Dang, some of their own people.
Like, and the thing is, I'm going to be all the way honest. I was fresh out the wake up when I seen it. That's when I'm unfiltered. And now I kind of like, let me get me an hour before I get on my phone. I see why people say that now.
Yeah.
Like, and y'all, some of the older folks, I'm going to say this. Y'all need to start letting be known reasons why. Stop just trying to have a damn Lion King moment. You say some shit and disappear, and I got to figure it out later on. No, let us know what we running into, because this could have saved me some time. But in the midst of this incident, it just all, like, how can I explain this shit? Like,
yeah.
Like, all right, just to sum it up, she go do that, and I see how people acting online. So I take it in my hands like, yo, I don't like this. Fresh off the wake up, I dress it, and I'm going in. Like, I'm joking on her. I'm like, I'm getting it to her. I'm giving a little oozy. Like, I'm getting it to him. Like,
right.
And in the midst of that, I say, like, North Carolina too. Like, y'all whack. Y'all lame for this, because y'all let these people come here, pay this money, and keep doing this. Like,
and disrespect you. And
Like, no, I should not be the only person saying this. And the thing is, the clout don't mean nothing. I wish it was at least 50 other people doing this right now so we can start shutting people's water off around here. But when it's just me talking, honestly, what y'all doing, y'all wait for them to respond back. Some of them, y'all waiting to respond back so y'all can try to jump on their side and try to, like, boost your stuff. Because you know they ain't going to rock with you for real. You know they ain't going to be here forever. Like, it don't matter who you are. You ain't kicking it right. It get wicked. So you know they ain't just coming to hang out. So once they get their little player's card, you're going to try to get your, you know what I'm saying, get your shaving off the points. So once I just seen how it was laying out, I just wasn't feeling it. But she, after I put the post up, I was going in on her and Uzi and all of that and just joking. I ain't say much. I just joked on her one time. Yeah. But probably like 11 minutes go by. It probably got like 20,000 views. Like, it's going up.
Yeah.
So about the 14, 15 minute, she done DM me. And I you know what I'm saying, handle it. I'll show you that thing. But she like, you need to be worried about getting booked in your state. And I'm like, if that's a nice one. But if you know who I am, like,
right. She won't tap in.
Yeah, like, if you know who I am, then I ain't, that's like, that's not even the case. But I told her on a response where I'm like, literally, verbatimly, that's the word, verbatimly, I told her that. But then I was like, yo, you signed to the last label that do artist development, to where I know they teach you how to talk, walk, do interviews, perform, and all of this. So they wouldn't send you to the same area to help make their artists, one of the biggest consumer states in North Carolina, not North Carolina, but in USA. They wouldn't send you here.
Right.
To note for you to play these type of games, for you to talk crazy about 11 million people. They wouldn't send you here to do that. So with knowing that, you know you're wrong. And I ain't like, me being a man and understanding how these females work, I didn't get my bad. But it was like, but still though. It was on the lines of like, but still though. Like, petty, let me know. Petty. Like, like, the but still don't let me know. Okay, I acknowledge what you saying, but still. So it's like, you still got your point. She was like, yo, you ain't had to come at me like that.
Right.
And then the thing is, by this time period, I done took a shower. I done smoked the blunt. Like, my mindset, I'm off that fresh off the wake up. Don't mm-hmm. give a fuck. Like, you know, you got to take that time to yeah. shake it off. Like, once my second training of conscious thinking kicked in, I'm like, you know what? I really didn't care. Like, I don't care, because if y'all want to get teased and bullied, that's y'all. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Right. So,
when I thought about it and she said that, she was like, you didn't have to. I'm like, you know what? You're right. So I apologize. I was like, you know what? You're right. I didn't have to do that. But like,
she also didn't have to disrespect. Excuse me. She also didn't have to disrespect Carolina the way she did.
She right. But I feel like that area between both of those is more people should have stand up.
Hmm.
I feel like that's what I feel like need to be going on. Because right. what I see in these other states, I could be on Facebook right now, and they could say Dallas versus Houston, and they gonna go crazy.
Right.
But the moment somebody from anywhere else in other state come inside there, both of those areas gonna get on them, and then go, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. They're gonna be standing up for each other as a whole, like a collective. A lot of times it seems like Carolina don't seem as a collective compared to like a Houston. Mm-hmm. Like, they ride for each other. Mm-hmm. Carolina should be riding for each other too.
I feel like it's just the fact that we ain't had no consistent relay of, like, the, fuck it, like, just the limelight. We just ain't had mm-hmm. no consistent relay for us to get used to it, to understand. Like, in Atlanta, you would literally see a nigga with a gold record walking down the street broke, and that's just Atlanta. Right. They understand the business of it.
Right.
So down here, it's like, we so far behind. Because mm-hmm. we ain't even had the normal traffic for artists to get on, fall off, or whatever they want to call it. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at people talking about, oh, North Carolina people. Like, they kind of like, the baby, we don't rock with the baby. We don't listen to the baby. He done fell off. That what? Man got like 20 plus million monthly listeners. Like, 20. I said, man, somebody, you know what I'm saying? Somebody listen to him. But
a lot of people listen to the baby. And he been going in. I rock with him. But I definitely agree with you that our people need to stay. It don't even matter. Even if you feel like someone fell off, the fact that they are from Carolina, that should be enough of the strength for you to stay behind them. Because if we stay behind them, it's going to give more availability for something else to come up from the yeah. city. Because we already developed the movement. We haven't developed that consistent movement yet. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, like,
and that's what
I
we got to get.
Be a routine. Like, it's like we having little fire sparks, but we ain't had nothing to burn, so we can see, all right, where we at with a smoke settle? Okay, let's light this bitch again. We just right. been having little flames going to know, but now it's like we really just need some
right
that peak. And I feel like I gotta really try to play a part of it. That's why I said on the media side, I ain't got much to say. Speaking on nobody famous no more, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
People be tagging me in a few artists like Rob Fonai has said, sometimes I feel like I'm from North Carolina, something along the lines of that.
Yeah.
That people got to tagging me. And I'm like, hell no, y'all don't tag me in nothing else, because every time I speak up, y'all get on my ass.
Dang, ain't that's got crazy. Nothing
else to say. Ralph and I, he come in and shit right in front of the mayor office in Raleigh.
Right.
I ain't got nothing to say about it. Hey, do your thing, bro. Have right. fun. Welcome to North Carolina.
Because somehow somebody going to twist it and come at you when you try to step yeah, up for Carolina. Literally. That's kind of how you feel.
And I got to live here to deal with the chaos after the fact. So right. it's like, I ain't finna mess up my home trying to make it cool for some strangers, trying to check some strangers.
Right.
If y'all cool with strangers coming in and disrespecting y'all house, all right, cool. With right. me, I just stay in my room with the door closed. I let y'all have it. Like,
yeah, I feel you. Like, when that happens to somebody enough, it's going to make you want to pull off from trying to step in to almost feel like you're the only one that's trying to put on for your state. You know what I'm saying?
At least in that manner. Because, right. and then it's the fact that, like, I feel like that because in the midst of this, I understand me having a quote-unquote clout,
mm-hmm.
but it's no way I'm the only person saying this, only person opinion getting views on it. I study the internet.
Right.
I study North Carolina content. So I'm looking like, don't nobody else feel like this? And niggas like, no, nigga, nah.
Now,
no.
Also, are you...
A few people, I take that back. It's some people, I done went into some hoods. I was in Durham. And mm-hmm. I was in, man, what's the name of that hood? I was out there with 556 Zoo, Get Rizal, and them, and they air, and it was treacherous. And some of the guys like, yo, we like how you handled that situation with Brit Baby and them. And I had to think, like, oh shit, do you know where you at right now? If they didn't like it, you wouldn't make it out of here. So right. Some people that do, but a lot of people, they don't. Yeah.
Now, a lot of times we, as human nature, we see the negative more than we see the positive. Are you sure it's just not like a perspective twist that the negativity always sounds louder than the positive? And that can be maybe pushing you away from something that you genuinely have a passion for, and that's standing up for where you're from?
I felt like that. I felt like that for a moment. I'm like, nah, maybe I'm just tripping. You know what I'm saying? But then it started being certain, like, content creators or bloggers that want to have their narrative on it, when it's like, a lot of y'all have been inside my DM trying to give me free services and offers and all this other stuff to get y'all smoking.
Right.
If we're going to keep it honest. Yeah. So the fact that it is like, I see what's going on right now. It's kind of like, you wait. It's kind of like when you waiting for somebody to come inside the town to knock out the big bully. Like, ah, oh, we've been waiting for that new guy to come here. We got somebody for you. We never like him. When it's like, bro, I'm not even a bully.
Right.
Like, y'all flip, like, I can't explain it. I can't. It was I just get that's it. That's the narrative that was trying to be painted, but it only went but so far, because like I said, I just go over and beyond. So I was trying to work the fact like, nah, this, I'm going to stand up for what's right and what I believe in. So right. Once the narrative got pushed wrong, I'm a person, I don't give a fuck what you say. I will go to a grave about a lie. I'll be in a lawsuit and take all this shit to hell, because I'm up there talking when I ain't supposed to. No, that bitch a lie. That nigga a lie. Mm-hmm. That ain't happen. Like, I don't give a fuck what you call it. Like, don't lie. Don't put me in no twist. So that's how I address it. So I started seeing, like, I definitely had supporters that was like, in my corner. I definitely had supporters. It was a lot of people like, my girl, The Real Streets, shout out to Streets, because she gave me a good interview.
Right.
Like, heard my perspective of it. Like, but it's a lot of people where they were just trying to see how can they get their rocks off in the midst of this.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's easier for me to try to go against him because they know the strength. They see it every day.
Right.
It's easier to try to be like, okay, let me be able to be like neck and neck with him because I'm at odds with him, than to say, let me quote unquote bow down to him because I need his help, when a lot of them have been those people that bowed down, if you want to call it, the need of my help. Then when they like, you know what? I had my expectations a little too high for him. It ain't go the way I thought. If I ever get the moment to try to like slime him out to get it back, I'm going to try to move on that moment. So I start seeing that come out. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, so, all those are indications of you doing something right, man. It comes with the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The more and more you grow your brand, the more and more you're going to see those mixed feelings. And people salivating to get to your position. They're going to try to come at it. Because like, even like when I'm hearing you talking about, like you saying maybe pull back from doing that, it's going to be someone that's going to try to rebrand themselves as the real Carolina. Like, yo, I heard him say he's not doing it no more. Like, yo, I do this.
I want them to.
You know what I'm saying?
I literally want them to.
Yeah.
I want them to take that lane, because in the midst of this, like I said, I'm 30. It helped me find out what I am as a man. I'm not finna be around here.
Yeah.
Like, y'all niggas rich. I'm not. Like, and it was big podcasts like Brit Baby offered me to come to No Jumper.
Yeah.
But whole time, I'm glad I didn't do none of this, because who's to say I wouldn't be inside his RICO case? Just because internet blogs already saying, oh, this crypt. Right. And I'm never
Hold up, both of them on RICO cases, right?
That's why I think so. Like, I probably need to research. I think so.
Yeah.
I think Young and Ace got something going on, some tight shit. But, like, if I were to lean on anybody's side,
right,
in the midst of this, I could have easily been tied up in the midst of it. So it's like me pushing peace kind of kept me out of the way.
Right.
When I did want to go to No Jumper, but I also knew something was in the back of me like, bro, it ain't safe. And taking this move for your career, and everybody in North Carolina saying you should go, a lot of people telling me. And that's the supportive side. Like, it won't like no negative. A lot of people like, bro, use the opportunity to make a chance and make a change. But I'm just knowing like, I don't know, because I don't want this perspective to be passed. Just for next day to go by, that perspective been passed. So right. let's see, I would have tried to make that jump. So it's a lot of stuff where I learned, okay, I'd rather these young guys do their thing. Like, shout out my boy, the Show Rocker. He be going crazy, like, doing the hood vlogs. I still do them sometimes to a certain extent, but he got more of a raw, say what the fuck I want to say style. Like,
got it.
You know, Ox Road Through Hill, where the hoes be at. Like, he a young guy.
Right, right.
I ain't with all that. I'm asking, like, how did gentrification around here hurt you and your people?
Right.
Like, in the midst of you living in this war and the stuff going on, what are you doing to, like, help your mental? Or what 100%. Do you do that you feel like help your mental? Like,
yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah, so I feel like it just, I don't take it as nobody did nothing wrong. I feel like a lot of the times, I just heard somebody say something the other day. Shout out my boy, Ness Marley. He said, if you ain't out the way, you in somebody's way.
Right.
So the fact of me inserting myself in a lot of these situations, yeah, a lot of people ain't speak up, but I just put myself in somebody's way. So right. now it might be somebody in North Carolina don't like me, or it might be this famous person to where they can spend some money and now somebody can try to touch me for an easy bag. You know what I'm saying? Right. Just crazy shit. Like, God forbid. Yeah. But you know, like,
yeah, 100%.
100%. It just made me think the fact of being grown now, you got to think life or death first.
Right.
Money, survival next. Like, is this situation something that's going to kill me? It could it possibly get me in that harm's reach?
Right.
All right. Now, what's the money looking like in this situation? So it just.
Right. And that ain't pussy thinking like that. That's smart.
Yeah. Like,
you know what I'm saying? All the ones that made it, they was thinking like that, big picture wise. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing Jeezy popping up on the screen, and that's crazy. Like, he was thinking big picture wise, like getting up out of that situation. Like, not worrying about somebody trying to call him pussy. Oh, he pussy. He pushing peace. He trying to avoid these type of situations. He not street no more. Nah, that's not the end goal, to be street. Who want to be retired in the streets? Okay, I'm 75 now. I'm dead, and I died a gangster. You think that's something to be proud of? Like, do you really think that's something to be proud of? Hey. Like, we got to really grow up and open our minds, man.
Man, I be seeing stuff now. Like, the older I get, the more I don't sleep. I have work to do.
Right.
Because I drove past a store in my city, and I seen niggas out there comfortable, chilling. And I said, fuck no. These guys are older than me. Like, no.
Yeah. It's,
like, if that's your reality, your life, cool. But how I'm looking at it, that's horrible to me. I don't want to be there. Some people's like, I don't even want the pressures of trying to do the stuff you do. Right. They looking at me like, I don't see how you do that. You know what I'm saying? But it just let me know, like, nah, I want bigger. Like, yeah. I want more than that. Like,
yeah, 100%. And then something I heard consistent with all of these stories, man, it seemed like you're not afraid to have some self-reflection after making an impulsive decision. Like, when you wake up, you don't mind self-reflecting. And that's part of growing up, too, because a lot of times people these days, or also in the youth, hell, it's even some, a lot of grown folks, still, they don't self-reflect after. And then, even if you know they, even if they know they wrong, they still don't want to admit it. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you get there, and why do you think that's important?
Subscribe now for part two.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.